celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Okay, kids, are you ready to meet your new classmates? He is an actor and comedian from Hollywood, California. Please welcome Pauly Shore. Pauly, how are you? Welcome to the show.
That's funny. Oh, man.
Is this true? You were babysat by Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, and Sam Kinison?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was basically
What could
him.
Possibly go wrong letting Sam Kinison look after
right.
your child?
Exactly.
Right. Well, and both your folks were comics. Your dad actually opened for Elvis?
Yeah, my dad opened for Elvis Presley for about 6 years, toured and went around all the world with Elvis Presley.
Now, did you ever meet Elvis?
Yes. I met him when I was just a little kid. I sat on his knee, actually. That's why I got this scar right here. Because he was bouncing me on his knees, like, hey, Pauly, man, go play, Pauly. And then, boom, his sideburns went right there. You know what I mean? His sideburns went right there.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, the cool thing about the celebrity editions is we have people coming on to play for charity. Tell everybody about your charity.
The charity that I've chosen, it's called Children of the Night, which is basically about kids on the streets. And so all the money that I win, or that I hopefully win, will go to the kids on the street so they can have...
That's awesome,
you know,
man.
So they can
Good
have
for you.
Food and anything that
and,
they...
And shelter.
And shelter.
The necessities
so whatever.
Of life.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Good
so.
For you, man. Well, welcome to
Thanks.
The show.
Thank
Here's
you.
The cool thing about this classroom.
Okay.
We encourage cheating in here. We
okay.
like for you to cheat, and you're going to get
good.
To cheat off some very smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. We have Kamani, Taylor, and Kevin. All right, Pauly, pick one of them. Let's get started.
I'm going to go with Kamani right there.
Kamani, come on up here. All right, well, let me tell you how this is going to work. You're going to take a test with us. 10 subjects, answer them in any order you like. You could walk out of here with $250,000 to make a charity. That'd be cool. All right, guys, you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's find out, is Pauly Shore smarter than a fifth grader? Come on, he got a full board. Where would you recommend Pauly begin?
I like the fourth grade P.E.
Fourth grade P.E.,
oh,
but it's
good.
Up to you.
That's good. Fourth grade P.E.
You
that's
like
perfect.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Fourth grade physical education. Here's the question. If Taylor is playing the sport invented in December 1891 by James Naismith, what sport is she playing? If Taylor is playing the sport invented in December 1891 by James Naismith, what sport is she playing? Kamani has locked in his answer.
This is 1891?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a, I didn't even know, that's a long time ago.
It
so
is.
So they had sports back then.
Right.
They had sports back then. Okay.
So we can probably
so
rule
probably
out.
So they're probably generic sports.
We can I mean, rule out laser tag.
Probably, yes.
I mean, you know, there's basic sports back then. It's got to be tennis.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah, I'm going to lock it in.
Okay. In Springfield, Massachusetts, the James Naismith Memorial Coliseum celebrates the birth of the sport basketball. Mm. Not tennis, but basketball. Mm. All right. If Kamani said basketball, you've got $3,500. Kamani said basketball!
Get the money.
He just saved you. Nothing to it,
okay.
right? All right. Nine subjects up there.
History.
Pick another subject.
U.S. history.
Okay, U.S. history.
All right. Fifth grade history. Here is the question. In 1921, what man who later became known for his role in the Teapot Dome scandal became the first U.S. president to ride in an automobile to his inauguration? Mm. In 1921, what man who later became known for his role in the Teapot Dome scandal became the first U.S. president to ride in an automobile to his inauguration?
I did a film a long time ago called Biodome, so
right.
maybe it was someone in Biodome.
What presidents do you know from around 1921?
That's the whole thing, that I knew that. I knew I was going to get in this position. I don't remember that back then. I actually have no idea, so I'm just going to use my copy.
Okay.
I'm gonna use the copy part.
The copy, all right. Taylor, what'd you say?
Harding.
Harding. All right, but it doesn't matter what Taylor said. It matters what Kamani said. Harding is indeed the right answer. Kamani said, Harding! Look at that, $8,500 already.
That's good.
That's good. Good. Eight subjects remain. Which one would you like next?
I'm gonna go with him, the science.
Fifth grade earth science, okay.
Fifth grade earth science.
Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. Here's this one. What metallic element commonly used in the making of jewelry is abbreviated by the symbol PT? What metallic element commonly used in the making of jewelry is abbreviated by the symbol PT?
Okay, so I think I know this one.
Okay.
Okay, this one is, I think this one's, it's platinum.
All right.
Platinum, platinum, platinum.
Logging it in.
Platinum.
Pauly.
Yes.
Don't know how to tell you this. You are right!
Yeah!
Don't go away. Somehow we're making a run at $250,000. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Pauly Shore is in the classroom with us. To a great start, $13,500 already. Time to pick another classmate.
Taylor,
come on up here. Seven subjects up there. What do you like the best?
I can't decide if I like spelling or math better.
Spelling or math, she said.
Okay, we'll go for spelling.
Spelling, second grade spelling. Here's our second grade question. How many times does the letter E appear in the following phrase? She counted six butterflies. How many times does the letter E appear in the phrase, she counted six butterflies? Taylor's locked in her answer.
Do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
No, but you can spit on your finger and write on the desk if you want
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'd probably be easier if I just had a pen.
Spell it out loud.
Butterfly. B-U... T-T-E-R-F-L-Y-S. Or E-S. At the end, I So it's either four or five.
What are you thinking? What's your gut say?
I'm gonna have to lock in number four. Four E's and butterfly.
Four E's and butterfly. Four is absolutely right. Yeah. Down to six subjects.
Yes.
You feeling more confident?
Yes, 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 yes.
What would you like next?
Animal science.
Yes, I'll go for animal science.
First
animal
grade science. Animal science, okay.
I'm just following her lead.
He's listening to the lady's advice.
Yes, I'm just following your lead, so.
For $500, here's the first grade animal science question. True or false? Some weasels live in trees. True or false? Some weasels live in trees. All right, Taylor has locked in her answer. What do you know about weasels growing up in L.A.?
Well, I was known as a weasel for many years, so I'm going to go for true. I'm going to lock it in.
True. Pauly, some weasels do live in trees.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, five subjects remain. Pick another one.
Math. First grade math.
First grade math, okay. Here's the first grade math question. The difference is the result of what basic mathematical operation? Taylor's locked in her answer.
When you say... What are you guys laughing at? I'm gonna have to cheat or do something.
Okay. Well, you still have
the peak.
You still have a peak left.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's a first grade math question.
I know, but that's what's... So can I get a peek?
You want to lock in a peek?
Yeah, can I get a peek?
Can I get a peek? Check this out. Taylor said she thinks it's subtraction.
Subtraction, I'm locking it in. Woo!
It's right, it is subtraction. Holy cow, don't go away. We got a shot at a quarter million right after this. Welcome back to the classroom. Comedian Pauly Shore is with us playing for charity. Playing for Children of the Night, you got $15,500. That's a difference maker right there.
Yes, yes.
We are down to four subjects. Which one would you like next?
Fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar, okay. Fourth grade grammar question is this. Which of the following is a coordinating conjunction? Out, put, or yet? Which of the following is a coordinating conjunction? Out, put, or yet?
Well, first of all, the problem is that what is a coordinating conjunction? That's the first problem.
That would be key to this sentence, wouldn't it? Here's another sentence.
Outside, right? That's a word. Put, put. And then,
See, you're still the comedian. You're in the classroom, there's money on the line, and we're still going for the laugh here.
See, I wasn't going for a laugh. I was being serious. That's the sad part. You guys shut up! I'm gonna lock in number C.
Number C.
Letter C.
Tell me why you picked C.
Why? Because if you look at A and B, there's two U's right there, and that means they're together. That's one thing, so then the Y-E-T, that stands out. Right?
Yeah, it... You're right, it is, yeah! U.S. Geography, Social Studies, or Life Science. Pick your poison.
I'm gonna go with third grade U.S. Geography.
Third grade U.S. Geography, okay. All right. The third grade U.S. Geography question, Pauly, is this. Which of the following is bordered by the U.S. state of Oklahoma? Colorado, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
A.
Which of the following is bordered by the U.S. state of Oklahoma? Colorado, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
I'm gonna go with A, Colorado. I'm gonna lock it in!
Oklahoma is bordered by Colorado. You're exactly right. Up to $21,500. Down to two subjects. Social studies or life science?
I'm gonna go with third grade social studies.
Third grade social studies. Here is the third grade question. This is the official flag of what European country?
This country's flag is made up of green, white, and red stripes and might be seen flying over cities like Florence.
What European country?
It's Spain. So I'm gonna lock it in. I'm gonna go with Spain! Lock it in!
Unfortunately, it's Italy. It is Italy. Oh my gosh, we were on such a roll. Now here's the deal. You still got a chance at $10,000 for charity. That's our goal right after this. today's extra credit question. What is the most spoken language in the world? Is it A, Chinese, B, English, or C, Spanish? Before the break, we ask, what's the most popular spoken language in the world? The answer is A, Chinese. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Actor and comedian Pauly Shore is with us, playing for Children of the Night. We're down to the last subject. It's worth $1,000. You get this right, we could still turn it into $10,000.
Oh, that's okay? Good. That's good.
All right, ready?
Yeah, second grade life science.
Second grade life science it is. Here's the question. The four major parts of an animal's life cycle are growth, reproduction, death, and what?
Birth. I think birth, growth, reproduction, death. Being born, that's it. Being born, I'm locking in.
The four major parts of an animal's life cycle are growth, reproduction, death, and birth. You are absolutely right. There we go. Pauly, 9 out of 10 right. You just missed one at the wrong time. Let's talk about where we're at. You got $1,000.
I thought we were finished. I thought that was it.
Well, no, we've got a bonus question, remember
that? What if I don't want to do the bonus question?
Well, let me tell you about the bonus question. Bonus question multiplies what you have won by 10. Therefore, turning $1,000 into $10,000. Bonus questions are always fifth grade questions. You don't get to use any cheats. You don't get to use any classmates. Let me show you the subject, and then we can decide what you'd like to do. The subject of today's bonus question is this. World geography.
He's saying, take the money, meaning what? What is he trying to say?
Take the $1,000 and go.
I would love to give the charity some money. So I mean, $1,000 is better than nothing. So
it is. Yeah, and I'm lucky.
And plus I'm lucky I made it this far. So yeah, I'm gonna drop out.
Okay. Drop out.
Right?
And here's the cool thing. Just you being on here brings publicity to this, because there are a lot of kids out there on the street, kids that are way too young to be on the street. $1,000 feeds a lot of them, puts them up for the night. Great job today. 9 out of 10. Just missed one at the wrong time. One last thing I need for you to do before you leave us.
Okay. Yes, you guys, this is Pauly Shore, and I'm definitely not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.